What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. Joe Biden said that he sold what? State secrets? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please go ahead and share this video. Hit the thumbs up on Rumble and YouTube, please. And Facebook. But please share the video. Please hit that. You know what? Please hit that free share button. It would really mean a lot to me. Okay, let's get into it. Okay, so for all of you that helped me and supported me to help me get to DC to report on some of the stuff, and I do have some videos that I will be putting out, some interviews that I will be putting out shortly. But I just want to say thank you for all your blessings and all your support for us, for me to be there. Okay, let's get into it. So there's a video right now, and Joe Biden is actually saying the words. Now, the scary thing is that because of AI, a lot of people, especially the left, when factual stuff starts coming out, people, the left, they're going to say, oh, that's AI generated. It's not true. I'm telling you right now, we're going to see more and more of it right now because I've already seen some leftists try to say that, you know, with the AI, we won't know what's actual disinformation or misinformation, whatever it is, when they are the propaganda machine, 100%. I'm talking about the left. The left, they work for the state, right? All of this liberal media, they are government state media. If some of y'all know exactly what that is, for those of you that don't know what that is, government state media is the same type of media that Hitler was using when he was here. Same thing happening today. It's the liberal government state media. They're doing the exact same thing by convincing and telling everybody to believe lies. And they've been very good at it. They've been very good at it, except for the last few 7 years or so, ever since President Trump came along and called them fake news. Ever since he started on the fake news, they've been losing their momentum in the line. They've been losing their momentum. So please go ahead and hit the share button on this. Share this out. Okay, let me get, before I play the video with Joe Biden actually saying that he sold state media, and some could say, well, maybe he was just joking. Yeah, I don't know. Because he's opened his mouth about other stuff that you can't put on Facebook and YouTube because they will remove your video if you show Joe Biden actually saying what they did. If you show the proof of what Joe Biden said that they did, they will remove the video. Some of y'all probably don't even know what I'm talking about because you probably haven't even seen that video where Joe Biden admitted to what they were doing. But anyways, let me play this one first. So before we play this video, I want to tell you, just last week, I played a video where the Pentagon came out and said that they did a clerical error. They sent $6.2 billion to Ukraine, and it was a mistake. And it was, isn't it really convenient that they send $6.2 billion, and then all of a sudden, we have this organization with inside of Russia attacking Russia? And they're calling it like a coup in Russia. And again, I'm asking that question. So when I first saw this fighting and all these attacks and the chaos going on in Russia, and they said it was a coup taking place in Russia, first thing came to my mind was the $6.2 billion that the United States of America, you know, mistakenly sent to Ukraine just by mistake. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's no coincidence. That's not just a coincidence. And then on top of that, another reason why I think they did the $6.2 billion, because they saw all this information coming out about the Biden crime family with the WhatsApp recording, with Joe Biden with the sat phone, with all the information is coming about that he actually did these criminal activities, both Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, the Biden crime family. And then all of a sudden, all directions looking at Russia.
Russia, Russia,
Russia. Oh, look what's going on in Russia.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Isn't that convenient? All this is coming out in the news. Go, oh, Joe Biden's doing what? Russia. Joe Biden's doing what?
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Joe Biden's doing what?
Russia, Russia, Russia.
It's all a distraction. So when you have $6.2 billion all of a sudden disappear, hey, can I get the federal government to disappear $6.2 billion into my bank account? I'm just asking the question here. And I'm going to do the same thing because you know that $6.2 billion is not returning. It's not coming back. Is it coming back? Shannon, have you seen anything where they said, okay, yeah, we understand Americans, you made a clerical error of $6.2 billion. You sent it to us. We're going to send it back to you. Have you seen anything on it? I haven't seen anything.
Maybe, no, you know what?
And maybe someone in the comments have seen something. Y'all leave me in the comment. Have y'all seen something? Yes or no?
And that's part of the problem, right? Because if it was an American, they would come after you to get their money back, right?
Yeah.
The other thing is Ukraine must have known this was more money than what was previously agreed to. So why didn't they say anything?
Or maybe it was agreed to.
No, that's true.
Maybe it was agreed to. Let's put some of the comments up on the screen here. So we got YouTube, Facebook, and Rumble. Or in the correct order going that way is Rumble, YouTube, and Facebook, right? So come on, leave me some comments. I see you there on Rumble. I see you there on YouTube and, of course, on Facebook. Leave me some comments. Is it just a coincidence that $6.2 billion went over there and all of a sudden this happens in
Russia, Russia, I mean,
come
Russia.
On. Stupid people, you're not supposed to believe what you see. Believe what we tell you, right? Is that what's going on here? Well, listen to Joe Biden. Listen to what he says about all of this. So Joe Biden comes out here, and of course, all of the lies that he's been telling all of this time, and I remember there's actually a video where the liberal media news was talking about all of the lies Joe Biden's been saying. But see, they don't do that any longer. They used to just report the news. That's why a lot of people used to think that the news was trustworthy. Because when somebody did something, they just reported on it. They told the truth about it. Now you have all the liberal media news protecting the Biden crime family. Joe Biden's been lying. So are we to believe now he's telling the truth? I don't think so. You tell me.
The situation began to develop as it did. I directed my national security team to monitor closely and report to me hour by hour. I instructed them to prepare for a range of scenarios. I also convened our key allies on a Zoom call to make sure we're all on the same page. It's critical that we're in a coordinated in our response and coordinated in what we to anticipate. They agreed with me that we had to make sure we gave Putin no excuse.
Now, listen to this. Listen to this, because this is very important that you listen to this part. He's saying he didn't give Putin no excuse. So he's been lying all this time. He's been lying about everything. But now we're supposed to believe him? Hit the share button. Listen.
Anticipate. They agreed with me that we had to make sure we gave Putin no excuse. Let me emphasize, we gave Putin no excuse to blame this on the West or to blame this on NATO.
Now, listen how he emphasizes this part. Listen to him. Listen to how he emphasizes this next part, okay? Let me take it back just a little bit here. Listen to this. Listen.
We made clear that we were not involved.
He said we made clear that we are not involved. Are we to believe him now? Let me remind you, he is the same one that's trying to convince everybody that a man can get pregnant. But now we're supposed to believe him in this. Right? We're supposed to believe him in this. He's been lying, saying he didn't know about Hunter Biden's business activities. He's all involved in it. He's been lying. But we're supposed to believe him in this. Right? Like they've been saying that they've been doing a great job when it comes to the economy. Don't believe your lying lies. But you're supposed to believe him on this, right?
It's on NATO. We made clear that we were not involved. We had nothing to do with it. This was part of a struggle within the Russian system. I also talked at length with President Zelensky of Ukraine. I'll be keeping in contact with him. I may be peeking him later today, early tomorrow morning.
Okay, so when you talk to him, maybe later today or tomorrow morning, Joe, are you going to say, Zelensky, the $6.2 billion that we accidentally sent to you, you need to send that back? I mean, is anyone asking that question? I have yet to hear anybody ask that question. Are you going to send the $6.2 billion back? Or can we just say that the money's gone? And I want the Pentagon to make a clerical error and send Will Johnson $6.2. You know, I don't even have to ask $6.2. Let's just go with $1.2 billion. You know, was that like a third of it? Nick, send me $1.2 billion and just pretend it's just gone. Can we do that? No, they would come after Will Johnson. So why aren't they asking for the $6.2 billion? And maybe I just missed it. Maybe someone in the comments said, yes, well, Zelensky sent the $6.2 billion back. You're just making this out to be nothing. He sent it back. Send it to me. Show me. I would love to see it. But if for everyone else that has two brain cells left, I'm pretty sure you're in agreement with me. They're going to keep that money and it's never coming back.
Make sure we continue to remain on the same page. I told them that no matter what happened in Russia, let me say it again, no matter what happened in Russia, we, the United States, would continue to support Ukraine's defense and its sovereignty and its territorial integrity. He and I agreed to follow up and stay in constant contact. We're going to keep assessing the fallout of this weekend's events and the implications for Russia and Ukraine.
Yeah, he's going to keep assess on it because he want to see if the $6.2 million is paying off for him. And so let me ask you a question. Is that all it takes? Is that all it takes? Because, you know, we're in deficit with $32 trillion, right? So you mean to tell me it only takes $6.2 billion to cripple Russia to have them go in and do a coup against Putin? $6.2 billion, is that all it takes? Why not $2 trillion? Why not $6.2 trillion? $6.2 billion, that's all it takes? I mean, because he's going to keep in contact. Listen.
But it's still too early to reach a definitive conclusion about where this is going. The ultimate outcome of all this remains to be seen. But no matter what comes next, I will keep making sure that our allies and our partners are closely aligned and how we are reading and responding to the situation. It's important we stay completely coordinated.
Really? Really? He's going to make sure he's going to stay on top of it and be completely coordinated. Right? Make sure that our money's well spent. I mean, prove otherwise. If it was actually true, he would be asking for the money back. He really would be, but he's not. Okay, let me get to the topic of tonight's broadcast. He actually says that he sold state secrets. Now, of course, like I've said multiple times, people will say that he was just joking. But just imagine, if President Trump was joking, do you think the liberal media would say, oh, he was just joking? If President Trump said that he sold state secrets, do you think so? I mean, think about it. Now, think about this. President Trump, they're going after President Trump after these docs. And if President Trump was joking, say he sold state media, oh my goodness, they would use that against him in the court of law. But Joe Biden, who was not president, right, who's never been president, right, and then he comes out and sit there and say that he sold state media, documents. So since Joe Biden sold state documents, when did he sell them? When he was a senator? When did he sell them? Did he sell them when he was a VP? When did he sell these secrets?
I mean, it seems like a weird moment because when you're watching the video, which people are about to see, and of course, like you said, they could judge for themselves, it doesn't seem like a joking moment. It sounds like he just maybe was, you know, he's not completely cognitive. So it's like he's saying this without really thinking about what he's saying.
I mean, you know, but it's just the whole point that he actually says that he sold.
I mean, he literally does.
The thing is, you don't say this jokingly or not joking when you are in his position.
And the people around him aren't busting out laughing. They're not like, oh, that's funny.
Right. Right. Maybe they were saying, well, yeah, they're talking about me and my documents, you know, and I'm probably going to sell some state, you know, some states. Or maybe secret. Maybe he was talking about President Trump because, you know, we don't have, this is a really short clip. And the liberal media, this is how they work. This is how the left work. They say it's missing content or it's misleading or they'll say it's misinformation or they'll say it's just, you know, or it's harmful. That's the, like the one, the go-to that they use all the time. But this comes out Joe Biden's mouth. You don't say it. Even if it was Obama, even if it was Bush, even if it was Clinton, even if it was Jimmy Carter, you don't refer to any other president that was sitting in the White House as if they were selling state secrets. You don't tell that to other people. Do split screen. You don't tell it to other people, to other nations. You don't do that. I've never heard anybody do that. President Trump never said it. Obama never even said it. Bush never said it. Clinton never said it. Bush never said it. Reagan never said it. Jimmy Carter never said it. Seriously. Richard Nixon never said it. JFK never said it. They've never said this. Joking or not joking. But listen to Joe Biden. Leave it split screen because it's really short. Listen to him. And I might just play this twice. Listen.
I was just thinking, anyway, I started off without you. And I sold a lot of state secrets. And
what? Listen, I mean, is he like just thinking out loud here? Or, I mean, what's going on? And the guy next to him is like laughing.
And I sold a lot of state secrets. And
he sold a lot of state secrets. This is out of the donkey's mouth.
And I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared.
And a lot of important things that we shared. Can y'all imagine if President Trump even just jokingly said that? What do y'all think the liberal media would be saying right now? Joking or not joking, should Joe Biden be saying that? Should Joe Biden be saying that? Let's put up the comments real quick because I want to know what people are thinking. Well, we got a super chat too. Now, I want to know, what are y'all thinking here? Do y'all think this is like, he should be able to say this jokingly? I mean, this came out of the donkey's mouth. Do you think it's okay? Yes or no? Should he be joking like this? Yes or no?
I mean, like, it's right? Okay to joke. It's just that he lies so much.
Exactly.
You know, and
but is it okay? But is it okay to joke to say that you sold state secrets? And, when you have these documents, when he's had these documents for what, at least 30 years, to my understanding? 30 years he had these documents in his possession, and he's joking about selling state. So how do we know he didn't sell into
China?
Right? How do we know he didn't? Because all this information coming out.
I mean, Barbara China. In the chat on Facebook says Biden is a bubbling idiot. So true.
100%.
Right? And among all the things that are happening to him right now, is it really appropriate to say that? Right? With his integrity is already in question.
You're getting right back to my point.
Yeah.
You're getting right back to my point of should he even be saying that?
Yeah.
President Trump, they're going after President Trump over the same thing that Hunter Biden, or not Hunter, but Joe Biden did. You know, it's been alleged that Obama did it, alleged that Bush did it. We know that Pence did it, right? They're saying, and we know for a fact that Billy Clinton did it. But so they're going after President Trump. So we have all this going on. And now here he is where he's taking documents. But they're acting like it was OK for him to take it when he should have never had him in the first place. And he's talking about him selling. He's selling state secrets. Please help me understand, people. Help me understand. Help me understand. And, you know, on the top of all that, they've lied so much. But we're supposed to believe him when he's talking about what's happening in Russia and after the $6.2 billion. And we're supposed to believe them like the economy is doing great. Right? I remember when President Trump was in office and people used to support me the support that people were doing when President Trump was in office was completely different, because everybody's 401k was looking a lot better. Everyone was like, yes, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let me support you, Will. Right. And now it's like, listen to this one. Listen to this one. This goes to split screen with this one. Listen to what this lady says. And again, more blatant lies. More blatant lies. It's like the shift. How should I say this? Like the shift factor, right? It's like the shift factor, this lie, shifty shift. Listen.
You know, the American people have seen the huge successes. They're just starting to feel them, but they really need to understand why. Why is it that Joe Biden feels so strongly about transforming this economy so it works for the middle class?
So he transformed the economy to what? Am I missing something? So I'm not supposed to believe my lying eyes? Don't believe what you see. Believe what we tell you. This is what you get from government state media. They'll put information out, lying to everybody and wanting you to believe it. But see, the nice thing, the difference between the government state media from Hitler's time to this time is that we had this little thing called the U.S. Constitution that so far is allowing free speech for the most part. And until you go into the big tech companies that's working along with the federal government, the FBI, to censor free speech, which, again, you have some constitutional lawyers still trying to say, well, private companies. No, no, and no, because they're working with the federal government to do so. Lying. It's like there's no problem with the line. They like to have no problem with it. None at all. And it's like this, and I've said this multiple times, and it's all of this, all roads lead to President Trump for when it comes to the left. I mean, it really does. Everything that they do is against President Trump. You know, it doesn't matter. If they commit a crime over here, they'll cover up the crime because they want to go after President Trump. It's really bizarre, right? It really is. But I've said this multiple times. And I used to wonder this when I used to watch these History Channel shows with, you know, and they show Hitler, Nazi Germany and all the stuff that's going on. I was thinking like, man, if I had a time machine, you can go back and take that dude out. And what's happening now, and I've said this so many times as well, that the left, all of the Democrats, all of those on the left, I don't think there's anybody on the left that thinks otherwise now, except for the ones that are waking up. But all of those on the left now are thinking that the only way that they can prevent the Hitler of today is to kill and do all these other things. Let me hold my words here. They believe doing anything. Nothing is off the table. I mean, absolutely nothing is off the table, because even Chuck Schumer's already said it, came out of his donkey's mouth. They said nothing is off the table. So they believe they should do anything and everything by any means necessary against President Trump, because they see him as that figure. When they are the ones doing the government state media, and they're the ones constantly lying, they're the ones that's constantly targeting little ones, they're the ones constantly doing all this demonic stuff, they're the ones doing this, repeating what Hitler did. All they did was take the baton from Hitler and started running, talking about the liberal left. That's all that they've done. But then they point the finger at everybody else that don't think like them. They point the finger at them. Say, oh, look at them, everybody. Look what they're doing over there. Look, 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 look. Don't look at us actually doing it. Look at them. They're the ones doing it. And the only reason why they're getting away with it, because there's so many stupid people out there that's believing the nonsense, because they see it happening. They see who's doing it. But the people are so blind, they look at the direction they're pointing at. See, they see the activity happening right there, but they say they're the ones doing it. So the activity is actually happening, but they're pointing the finger saying that they're the ones doing it. Do you understand that? It's such a mind game, and they've been very good at it. And see, they don't like people like Will Johnson talking about that, saying that, because then it gets people's wheels to start turning. There's a battle going on, and it's such a big battle. It's beyond. And I'm not just saying this just to be saying this because I got the camera turned on. This is a spiritual battle that we're seeing is happening in our world right now today. It really is. And I still don't understand how so many people can't make the connection. It's like they're so tied to this. They're so tied to it. So tied to it. They don't see. They're similar. Well, you know, I got to make sure this is happy. This right here. I got to make sure this is happy. This is the problem, because they let that come in and control you. You understand? Most of y'all know what I'm talking about. Most of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, let me talk about this, because we're talking about all the criminal activity and the corruption that's taking place. What if I told you that Joe Biden had a phone? Or let me tell you this. What if Joe Biden was making these direct communications with
China?
Right? And was using a WhatsApp. But then again, the left, they don't even want to act like, acknowledge that it was even taking place. They want to act like there's nothing wrong here. You know what it is? They go after President Trump for everything that they've been doing, right? Like I'm just sitting there explaining to you. They're going after him. So they said that we need to go after Trump because President Trump is waking people up. President Trump wants to, you know, do right by America. So what they do, they do all this corruption and they look the other way because they hate Trump so much that they're willing to look past all of the corruption that they're doing. Listen to Senator Ted Cruz as he's talking about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the Biden crime family when it comes to WhatsApp.
This WhatsApp is direct evidence of Joe Biden abusing his government power to enrich his son and assuming 10% for the big guy to enrich himself. Remember, this WhatsApp says, we want to know. This is not me, Hunter, just sort of mooching off my dad. This WhatsApp directly ties Joe Biden to the millions of dollars coming from communist China. It is possible Hunter Biden was lying. It's possible Joe Biden wasn't next to him. It's possible Joe Biden was not going to inflict official damage on the Chinese if they didn't pay him and his son millions of dollars. That's possible. But you know what? We don't know if it's true or not. Why? Because according to the whistleblower, they didn't investigate and they were prohibited from investigating.
Wow. Wow. Tanner. Wow. That's wild. That's wild. So they refuse to look into it. They don't even want to look into it. Right? Because I think the one of the main reasons, and I don't know if I've said this already one time before, I think the one of the main reasons why they don't want to look into it is because a lot of them are probably involved in the criminal activity. I mean, if you're the law enforcement in the country and you're going to, and someone actually breaks the law and you took an oath to do your job, right? To uphold the Constitution, right? And I'm pretty sure being a law enforcement, there's probably other oaths that they take, you know, uphold the law. If they don't want to go after someone who blatantly committed a crime, it only tells me that they're involved. Somebody got paid. Somebody's getting paid. Probably millions upon millions of dollars. So they have to keep it on the hush hush, on the down low as much as possible. Because I'm like, hey, if this comes out, we're going to let everyone know. We're going to let everybody know that you took money, that you took bribe money. It's like that's exactly what it is. Think about it. That's exactly what it is. If the FBI and the DOJ, the DOD, CIA, whatever it is, if they're not going after people that has actually committed crimes like Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, when it's right there, clear as day, it's right there in our faces. Someone took a bribe. Because that's how you shut law enforcement up. It's the same thing like I hear what happened in Arizona. The drug cartel, they own the police chiefs on the border in Arizona. And allegedly, they own the local state government in Arizona. That's why they look away when all this criminal activity takes place on the border of Arizona. The liberal media, they're zip tight on it. They don't say nothing. And it leads me to believe that the liberal media is probably getting payouts on it as well. Oh, we don't need to get any advertisement ad dollars for talking about this story because we're already getting paid to be quiet about it. It's crazy, is it not? It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Well, do you know what a sat phone is? Well, apparently the American people, they were paying, we were paying $300 a month so Hunter Biden can have a sat phone. I'm only assuming that it came out of, you know, because to my understanding, Joe Biden was paying for it. So it was probably taxpayer dollars that was paying for this sat phone so Hunter Biden can make these deals anywhere in the world with Joe Biden. And they did this so they can cover it up. And it brings it back to another point. Would they be able to get the records for this sat phone? Think about it. Would they be able to get the records for the sat phone? I don't know. Listen to this and leave me a comment. When you watch this, you leave me a comment. Do you think that that when they request these records for the sat phone, do you think that they're going to get the records? Because let me remind you, the FBI was just holding back information from Congress when they were requesting documents about Joe Biden's crime activities. Do you think they're going to release these phone records? Yes or no? Leave it in the comments.
Peter, you broke a lot of this years ago about the Biden family influence peddling, and you've got new information this morning, breaking news on a cell phone that Joe Biden was using. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. What is the line of communications between Hunter Biden and his business partners and Joe Biden when he's vice president of the United States? It's not the government phone. It's not Joe Biden's personal phone. We know from the laptop that Hunter Biden's business paid for a private phone line that Joe Biden used while he was vice president. It was from AT&T. It was $300 a month. It was a global phone where you could access somebody anywhere around the world. We shared that phone number and that account information with people at the House Oversight Committee. My hope is that if they haven't already, they will subpoena those records because I think it will give an indication on how tight the communication was. And that may be the phone, for example, that the Ukrainian, the Burisma executive might have used in this allegation that he talked to Joe Biden and recorded conversations. I would just say one other thing, Marie, as it relates to that sort of shakedown phone call with Henry Zhao that we alluded to. Henry Zhao in 2015 had already sent $5 million to the Bidens. He was the head of a harvest investment firm. And what's interesting is in the correspondence there, Hunter Biden again talks to Zhao in the context of this is a deal that's important to my family involving his father. Let's also keep in mind we fixate on the criminal element of this. We also have to focus on the espionage element of this. Henry Zhao paid $5 million to Hunter Biden from an account that was part of a company that he co-owned with the family of the Minister of State Security of China, who's in charge of the entire spy apparatus. And you see that in every deal that Hunter Biden did in China. These individuals that are sending him money have ties to Chinese intelligence.
Unbelievable. We have
China.
Unbelievable.
China.
Unbelievable.
China.
Unbelievable.
China.
So someone just left a comment, I think is saying that I was like believing the conspiracy. What part of this was a conspiracy? That Joe Biden had the sat phone? Hunter Biden had the sat phone? What part is a conspiracy? I'm asking the question. At what point? I'm not saying that he did sell them. I don't know. But my point is that why would you even joke about that? Right? Why would you even joke about that? Why would you even joke about that? It's okay. But I bet you they wouldn't call it a conspiracy if it was President Trump saying it. Would they say it then? No, of course not. They wouldn't be saying this conspiracy theory then. And not at all. Not at all. Let me play something for you real quick if I can. I was gonna play this over here. Nope, not this one. This one right here. Now, I can't go ahead and do split screen for me. I can't play the Witches of the View on Facebook because they get me every time. They're protecting the Witches of the View. And this is all pertaining with Joe Biden. Listen to what she says about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Basically, she's giving Joe Biden an excuse to try to let Hunter Biden off for all the criminal activity that he's doing. And they don't even talk about that Hunter Biden is a criminal and he did wrongdoings. They just said, he's going to always be Joe Biden's son, and you're not going to get away from that. No, that's not what's in question here. Joe Biden was involved in the criminal activity. Listen to this as they give an excuse.
The Hunter Biden story, the scandal, the this, the that, it's also the story of a father's love. And Joe Biden has never and will never give up on his son, Hunter, and will never treat him lesser than. And so he is a father first. Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it. That's not what's in question here. Of course, that's why he's been protected. That's why Joe Biden did executive order to hide the SARS reports on day one. That enough right there is an impeachable offense. He was hiding criminal activity. He purposely was hiding the criminal activity. I don't understand why they haven't done it already. I don't understand why they haven't already got into this. Now, my switchboard operator started laughing for this next one. And of course, I can't show this on Facebook and YouTube. Go ahead. Do it. Oh, my goodness. It is June month. And we got these sick individuals, these perverts. Where's this one? Is this one? This was in New York City.
Yeah, this is at a fountain in New York City.
New York City.
How it's dare a dike. You? Thing.
How dare you?
I mean,
come on, man.
Wow.
How dare you?
Look at this. And my switchboard operator, he's over there laughing like, oh my goodness, what in the world is this? This is the perversion. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, y'all know good and well that I can't put this on Facebook. Have y'all seen anything like this on Facebook? Facebook, what happened to someone if I put this on Facebook? Some people might be able to, but they won't let Will Johnson put this on there.
Need to keep that for very long.
They won't let me. It's disgusting. Look at this. What in the world? This is Sodom and Gomorrah. Look. How sick it is. And then they try to say that they don't target children, right? They say they don't target children. Look at this. Pride is for kids, right? Pride is for kids too, right? And look who's holding it. There's little kids holding the sign at this perverted event. Look at that. Little kids. And I'm not going to even show you the one. Look at that. The Rainbow Club. I don't know what PS20, what I don't even know what that means, PS20. I don't even want to guess what that means. But look at that. They got little kids holding the sign in the march. And these perversions, this is all about them males having sex with males and women having sex. That's what this is all about. It's not about just loving somebody. I love my family, but I don't love them for sexual reasons like this. This is perverted. That's the LMNOP community. Their whole thing is about loving each other sexually. Because no one cares about you have brotherly love or sister love or love for your mother, love for your father. That's not in question. Their thing is about sexual love. Look at that. 100% perverted. Perversion through the roof. Look at this. And they say they don't groom kids. They don't say they groom kids. But listen to President Trump. I love this man. And I don't say that like, you know, just because I love him. Hey, they love each other sexually. I love President Trump because he's good, not because sexually.
Come on, man.
do you understand the difference? You understand the difference? I love my switchboard operator. I love my producer. Right? I love my country. And I love my God. And I love my president, but I don't love him for the perversion. There is a difference. I'm like, how dare you? How dare you? He's just a man. I've said this so many times. Then look at President Trump. But listen to what President Trump says. Listen carefully.
I will sign a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. Who would think that? Now, who would think that? Child sexual mutilation.
Yeah, child sexual mutilation. And thank you, man, with the plan. The PS is for public schools. Yeah, they're targeting kids in public schools, right? There's nothing but a bunch of perverts to put in the child pornography in the schools. There was one out there that was really graphic, and I'm like, I can't even show it. Have y'all seen the one on Twitter where the men, the naked men, completely butt naked with the junk all hanging out, and they're going up the kids right in front of kids and just shaking it right in front of kids? Have y'all seen that? It's so repulsive. It's worse than the thing I just played for you. It's worse. But President Trump is right. He shouldn't even be having to talking about protecting children from mutilation. That shouldn't even be a discussion. Our society should be saying it. We shouldn't even have to say it as a whole, because we should be doing it.
Can you imagine 10 or 15 years ago? You don't have to say that. Nobody would think child sexual mutilation. We're going to stop it. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. These people are 100% demonic. And can we put the Rumble chest up on the screen real quick? Do y'all think I could show this on YouTube and Facebook? Just yes or no. Yes or no. Let's put the chat up there. Here's a Rumble chest right here. I'm looking at the Rumble chest right now. Just tell me yes or no. Do you think I can put any of this on Facebook and YouTube? And I just want y'all to make sure y'all understand why I don't put this on Facebook and YouTube, right? Maybe some people can. They won't let Will Johnson. They try to find every excuse. That's why I save this crazy stuff for here. And the reason why I show this crazy stuff here is because people need to know the truth. I'm not sharing it to you because this is like, oh, this is great. This is great. Shocking. Shocker.
Yeah, well, because you went to an event this past weekend and you put a collage together for a whole bunch of pastors.
Oh, yeah, for pastors.
And what did they say to you about the video you put together with stuff like this?
It's so crazy because a lot of them don't even see it.
Yep.
A lot of them don't even see it because a lot of pastors, they don't go on Twitter, right? A lot of pastors, they don't go on, you know, I guess, but they go on YouTube and they go on Facebook.
And of course, the regular news channels don't play it.
Yeah, and the regular news channels, the local news channels, they don't show this crap. And a lot of times, if you take cameras there and you're not with them, they'll block it so you can't show the people the truth what's going on. You can't show the people the truth. So look at that. Yeah, YT says no. BMC says no. Absolutely not. Shelby, Michael says nope. Peggy says they would censor you for sure. Yeah, 100%. And it's not Will Johnson. All Will Johnson is doing is showing y'all what is happening. But they'll block me from showing you what's actually happening. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. Like, look at this one. Look at this. And this is, if I'm not mistaken, let me play it. Look, before I play it, go full screen for me. Y'all see the color in there? How many colors y'all see in there? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And their little heart thing, right? That's their normal. There's 6 colors. You can go back split screen. There's 6 colors. God's rainbow has 7. I learned this about 15, 20 years ago. Because I was out there and I just happened to look, they were putting the gay stuff out there and I just happened to count them. And I can't say that I was the first one to put it out there, the first one to say it. But about 15, 20 years ago, I counted and there was only 6 colors. And I'm like, wait a minute. So then I went and looked it up and God's rainbows has 7 colors. Every time it refers to God in a rainbow, there's 7 colors. Satan has 6 colors. See, Satan is trying to take what is God's for his own. That's why he's trying to take these people and convince them not to be the way God created them for his own. This is more proof of the spiritual battle. Watch this. Listen. Coming for your kids. Your kids. We're coming for your kids. We're coming for your children. Same thing. We're coming, your kids, we're coming for your children. Are you okay with this perversion? Are y'all okay with it? I mean, you can try it with me. You can't have my kids. I refuse to allow you demonic demons to have my kids. I refuse. So what happens when you are a man of God and you carry a Bible to one of these perverted abomination events? What do you think happens? You don't have to be mean to anybody. You don't have to be attacking anybody. That's not it at all. All you have to do is be there, and you don't even have to be reading the Bible out loud. Split screen on this for me. All you have to do is be sitting there, standing there, reading it. Maybe reading it to where, you know, they can hear you reading it. And how do you think the demonic demons would react to you reading the Bible at this abomination? Look at him. So they're taunting him. All they have to do is ignore him. And that's a man. Look at that. The answer to your question on your chest there, no. No. And there's some people out there, some leftists out there say, you know, there's this thing where they, if you're a man, you're a straight man, and they, and you don't want to date another man that's trying to pretending to be a woman, then you're something's wrong with you.
You know what, Will?
It's disgusting. It's so disgusting.
I see this and I think
Sodom and Gomorrah. Disgusting. You think Sodom and Gomorrah?
Right. It's disgustingness, but think about what God is seeing. Must be seeing pure evil.
Oh yeah.
Souls he's
seeing Sodom and Gomorrah, the days of Noah all over again. The Bible refers to this, and a lot of people don't. And they go, "Well, this is just the month of June." What's the dude? Richard Levin in the White House saying, "We don't need to make it the summer." He said, "We don't need to just make it Pride Month in June. We need to have it Pride Summer."
Well, they do it all year round now. Yeah, I mean, there's no limit. It's just for some reason it's magnified this month.
100%. 100%. You know? It is this is like Satan's month, right? And they just can't get a day. They need a whole month. Let me read something to you real quick. And I should have put it on the screen. You can leave the comments there. This was someone put this on. I think this was on Twitter. Is at End Awokeness. It says Bud Light lost over $27 billion since. How you say his name? Daniel.
Oh, that trans.
Donnie, whatever his name is. Yeah. It's $27 billion. It says Target has lost $15 billion in the market cap since the Pride boycott began. And then it says Disney lost $190 million at the box office on their 8 releases. You know, because they've been really terrible. Have y'all seen that Thor movie? Oh, my God.
Well, they just released that. Blah. What is that new movie?
I'm still kicking myself because I even watched that crap. Watch that crap. And then let me read this one. Then there's the NHL. NHL banned the LGBTQ pedophile from the team jersey. So they banned that. And then you have, then on the comment it says, "We have officially made Pride toxic." And well, you didn't make it toxic. It's already been toxic. But yeah, it's toxic. It is 100% toxic. 100% toxic. It's worse than toxic, man.
Yeah, and this weekend, or I guess Disney released that movie Elemental, and it has a non-binary person in it. I guess it totally tanked this past weekend.
Well, it's like, why don't they figure it out?
I thought,
it's like I guess they don't care about losing billions of dollars and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, wow. It's like bizarre, right? It's like they don't care. We'll lose everything as long as they think that they're losing everything to get what they want. But I'm going to tell y'all something. And a lot of people, we're seeing these little victories here and there. But Satan, according to the word, Satan's going to have his way. But in the end, once we leave this, it's not why we're in this. Some people still don't understand what you mean in this. God has already won the battle, but it's not the fleshly battle. It says no flesh shall stand before God. No flesh shall stand before God. So why are people trying to protect their flesh? It's not about winning the battle in this flesh. It's about winning the spiritual battle. Because we all have to get up out of this at some point. It's inevitable. You cannot avoid it. There's not enough money in the world that can prevent you from getting up out of this. I hope people understand. Okay, enough talking about that perversion. Let me talk about another perversion, if it's okay with you. Look at this one. This is a split screen for me. Look at this one. You see there's a crackhead daddy, right? Crackhead daddy. He's a crackhead daddy. Listen to what he says when a reporter is asking Joe Biden. He's asking Joe Biden about, or it's actually a female. It's a female asking Joe Biden. Let me just play it.
Peter, we are not defunding the police.
Y'all hear this? I was actually throwing a blank there and I had to play it to remember. But the reporter is asking Joe Biden, split screen for me. A reporter is asking Joe Biden about the Democrats wanting to defund the police. It's no secret. They've been screaming it. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, a whole lot of Democrats, a whole bunch of them be saying we need to defund the police and reallocate. And then they started calling it reallocate funds, right? Reallocate funds. It's so bad. I talked to a police officer in D.C., and they're giving $25,000 bonuses to people who sign up to be police officers in D.C. That's a bonus, 25 grand. They're hurting that bad. And I said, you mean y'all can't get police officers? It's like that bad? And he goes, it's bad. But this reporter is asking Joe Biden about the Democrats wanting to defund police officers. But listen to what Joe Biden brings up. This probably, if the troll is still on here, it goes right along with this. Oh, my goodness. Will Johnson's going to conspiracies, right? Oh, my goodness. Why even say this at all? Listen to what he says. Listen.
Are there people who in the Democratic Party who want to defund the
police? Are there people in the Democrat Party that want to defund the police? And he's listening to him. Listen, watch how he reacts. Listen.
Are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood out of kids?
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Are the people in the Republican Party thinking that the Democrats are sucking blood out of kids? She didn't ask him that. So are you nut jobs out there saying, oh, Will Johnson says a conspiracy. Oh, my goodness. Listen to him. He's a conspiracy. He's saying it. She didn't ask him about you Democrats out there sucking blood out of children, but he brings it up. Why does he bring that up?
Are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood out of kids?
Look at it right there. Do a full screen. Do a full screen for me. Look at that right there. Look at that right there. Let me take it back just a little bit. Look at this. Leave a full screen for me. Let me take it back so you can see the caption on the screen. Right? Is it changing? Here, hold on. Right there. Are the people in the Republican Party, right, who, let me say. He said, are there people in the Republican Party, he's not flipping, who think we are sucking blood out of kids? Okay, split screen. Why even say that? She didn't ask him about the Democrats sucking blood out of kids, but he found it upon himself to bring it up.
Are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood out of kids?
I'm not sure. Are there people in the Democratic Party who want
to? I mean, come on. Come on. Why even say that? Why even say that? Why even say that? Can any of y'all tell me why he would even say such a thing? Could it possibly be true? Like him selling state secrets? Could it possibly be true? Why even say that? Why even bring it up? There are certain things you just don't say. If you're not doing it, you don't do it. I mean, I don't like this perversion stuff they're on there. I don't even like play around and say that I engage in any of that crap. Cause you don't do that. Unless you possibly are. And you're just making light of it. Oh, the Republicans, the people in the Republican Party saying we suck in blood. And make light of it like it's not really happening. You know what's happening, though? Because we are at a war. We're at war, a spiritual war. Look at this one here, because we need more of this. Because you know Trans Tifa, they've been attacking people in the United States of America. They've even been going to schools and killing people. But they say the problem is the gun and not Trans Tifa. This is what we need to happen. More of this needs to happen. Now, you see, there's two males right here in the shot. There's actually three males in this video, but there's two males that you see right now. One of them got on high heels. That's Trans Tifa. Watch what happens when Trans Tifa knocks. I'm not sure what it is. He knocks something out of the police officer's hand. So he walks up to the police officer and he knocks something out of the police officer's hand. Police officer goes down, picks it up, and then walks over to him and bam! He knocks him out for the count. Split screen. That's exactly what we need to happen everywhere. Everywhere. Knock. Mama said knock you out. Knock him out. Now, I'm not a violent person. I'm not a violent person, but these evil people, they need to be dealt with. They need to be dealt with. If you're going to be violent like that, hey, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Well, this might not have been opposite and equal, but it was well worth it. Hey, everybody, please go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, uniteamericafirst.com. Please support me. Please support me. And also, check out Mammoth Nation. I had a young lady this past weekend ask me about Mammoth Nation. Mammothnation.com. Go ahead and do split screen on that for me. Mammothnation.com. Check it out. Check it out. It's really awesome. Mammoth Nation is a fast-growing conservative marketplace. And what better way to stop supporting a woke company than to support businesses that support America and its people? Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned and operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates and causes. Just to name a few items you can take advantage of: hotels, training gear, beef, wine, women's fashion, men's apparel, dog treats, and gun accessories, and so much more. Visit Mammoth Nation and use promo code WILL to get a 30% discount on your membership today. Or simply click the link in the description below. It's right down there below. It's right down there below. Click it, click it, click it. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for hitting that thumbs up for me. I really do greatly appreciate it. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about
it. Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com. When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now is time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.